ready? Are you ready? I'm asking Kenny, are you ready?
I'm ready, Bron. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you guys ready?
How about the crowd? Are you
We're
guys ready?
Ready?
Come on, say it with me. Big sky, don't lie. Come on, say it. Big sky, don't lie. Here they are.
Thanks, everybody. I'm glad to be here. We're Big Sky from South Florida. We all play a little bit. We all sing a little bit. Unchain my heart. Baby, set me free. You don't care. You don't care about me. Unchain my heart. Baby, set me free. Unchain my heart. 'Cause you don't care about me. Got me sewed up like a pillowcase, and you let my love go to waste. Unchain my heart, mama, set me free. Unchain my heart,
unchain my heart,
baby, let me go.
Unchain my heart,
unchain my heart,
unchain my heart,
'cause you don't love me no more.
Unchain my heart,
and every set me free. When I'm under your spell, just like a man in a trance, and you know darn well that I don't stand a chance. Unchain my heart,
unchain my heart,
let me go my way.
Unchain my heart,
unchain my heart,
unchain my heart,
you worry me not today. Set me free. Come on, Tim. Set me free. A baby set me free. A mama set me free. Unchain my heart. Mama set me free.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, before we go any further, we've got a... Where'd he go? He quit, man. $10 just doesn't get you as much as you used to. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tim Higgins joining us on fiddle and mandolin today, and we're so happy to have him here. He just adds so much. So you'll enjoy his presence with our trio here today. And over here is Tracy Mosley, and he's going to sing you a song he wrote right now.
And this song's about hoping you could visit places that you can't anymore, places that you used to know and they're just not there. Tell me if you knew the way the ground would suffer.
It ain't such a good deal.
such a good
deal. It ain't such a good deal. It ain't such a good deal.
I don't even have to introduce this guy, you know him. It's Kenny Cox.
Thanks so much. It's such a treat to be here every year. I want to say thank you to Frank Serio, man. He's a godsend, and of course we're all here because Sue Cunningham made all of this possible. And let's give it up for Sue Cunningham, man.
Sun come up, it was blue and gold. Sun come up, it was blue and gold. Sun come up, it was blue and gold. Ever since I put your picture in a frame, I come calling in my Sunday best. I come calling in my Sunday. Come calling in my Sunday best. Ever since I put your picture in a frame, I'm gonna love you till the wheels come off. Yes, I will. Ever since I put your picture in a frame.
Thank you guys so much. Okay, so from that to a song about my redheaded ex-wife. I can't see. I hope there's not too many redheads out there right now, because I don't know if I can take all of you at once. Song called "We Go Together Like Cigarettes and Gasoline."
Kenny, I'm sorry to ruin that beautiful introduction on the perils of marriage.
I'm trying to get over this,
Rick. That's Kenny's favorite subject, man. You'll hear several songs about it.
She'd be a habit that was hard to break, but I never knew the havoc or the hell she'd raise. You don't wanna be around if the mood ain't right. She's an angel in the day, but the devil at night. She's the craziest girl that you ever gonna see. Like with cigarettes and gasoline. Cigarettes and gasoline. Well, the other night the cops showed up at my door, and the knot on my head should have told the story. Cigarettes and gasoline. Cigarettes and gasoline. Oh,
Thank you. That's a real painful song for me. Thanks for the clap.
Thank you.
Anybody out there got to go back to work on Monday? Oh, man. I know I shouldn't even brought it up. I know some of you do. Some of you might be retired and don't have to do that anymore. But you remember what it's like. You remember what it's like to have a crummy job for a crappy boss that treats you bad and uses up all your ideas and don't pay you any good for it? Because you know what, fellas?
What?
I said, do you know what, fellas?
What's up, Rick?
I said, some people say a man's made out of mud. And a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood. Skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. Picked up my shovel and walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. The star boss said, well, bless my soul. Mm-hmm. You know, 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Amazing how quickly you guys learn the words to it.
So my pretty wife is here tonight, Tammy. We've been married for 20 years, and my mom told me just the other day, she goes, man, you got really, really lucky. You picked a good one. And I'm like, I didn't get to pick her. She picked me, and so I like to dedicate this song to her. in the morning, see you, show you how much she loves you. Well, the night time, you need to show her to me. You got to touch her in the way, don't you ever.
Tracy Mosley, man.
We got, what, two more? We got 5 minutes. Well, Kenny, you got a decision to make. So we got one more song, and we was going to play two. We're going to do something off our album. We got a couple albums for sale in the Tent of Commerce over there. They'll change your life. Somebody bought one last week, and they won the lottery, right? Powerball? Yeah.
What's it going to be? I'm going to have to do this song about a bride that runs away with the best man. We've all been to those weddings, haven't we?
No, I've never been to that wedding.
I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong crowd. I gotta say, this is not a true story.
The names were changed to protect the innocent.
Protect the innocent. It's called South of Georgia. It goes like this.
Say hello to the king.
Well, I hope that that sounds good to you, because it damn sure does to me. Said, well, I hope that that sounds good to you, because it damn sure does to me. Sitting south of Georgia, we're about to head out west to Texas. Stop on off at Graceland. Maybe say hello to Elvis.
I want to say thank you to Hickory Fest. This has been a blast, man. Thank you guys so much.
Big Sky, don't lie. Yeah. All right. Hey, we're bringing up the 50-50 people. Come on up.
Thanks, brother.
Mike, hey, mic check. Hey, everybody. We got Hank. Everybody know Hank? Come on, Hank, tell us what you got.
Hello, Hickory Fest. And, oh, so good to be back here and enjoying these festivities here under Sue Cunningham's honor. We got our 50-50 going on right now. It's going to be $230 to the winner. So that'll buy us some good whiskey or whatever it is you're into. And we're going to draw that number now, get out of the way. But the money does go to the American Cancer Society Relay for Life and also to the Sue Cunningham Scholarship Funds. So thank you, everybody that bought a ticket. We're going to pull that winning number now. Get your flashlights out. Come on. We got a winner every time. And the winner is, you guys got your tickets ready? All right, it's a blue ticket. They're all blue tickets, I'm sorry. 7095972. For $230, if you have 7095972, you have won $230, and come on up front real loud so we know you won so we don't have to stand here and pick another one. Any winners out there? Maybe I better check mine. Woohoo! Nope. So anyway, what a beautiful day it turned out to be with our little passing storm. We had a great time in the rain. The facilities that were put up were more than ample to keep those of us that were here dry. So thank you all for sticking around, even in the bad weather. It's a joy for me to be back. We're going to give this number one more time, and we got to move. One last time, 7095972. 10 seconds. We have a winner. Beautiful.
We have a winner. Andrew, where are you from, Andrew?
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
He's from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Andrew. 50-50. We'll be doing it again tomorrow. Andrew's donating $50 back. Thank you, Andrew. All right. We got some good people here. And there seems to be a lot of you. Thank you. Remember, we're here for a good time. Let's make sure you pick up any trash, take your glass, watch the cigarette butts, and look out for the kids, okay? Hey, so we're going to give you some halftime entertainment while the bands are setting up. I'm going to bring up our friend Jeff. And Jeff, tell us a little about yourself.
Thank you. Why don't I? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Please have a seat. Stop. Stop. You're just embarrassing me now. Please, settle down. Settle down. All right. All right. Is that an encore you're requesting? Oh, stop. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jeff Bradley, and if you've checked your programs, you'll see that they are trying something a little bit different this year. I will be doing a full show tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the workshop tent, but tonight I thought I'd just give you a little teaser, a little preview of some of the things I do while my friends are setting up behind me. So let me ask right off the bat, are you folks having a good time this evening? How many people are having the best time of their lives? You folks should consider going out more often then. Come on. You're in the rain and mud. No, I'm teasing. Who wants to have the best time of their lives? Make some noise. All right. Well, if you're a kid, you don't have a lot to compare it to, so that's quite possible. And for the rest of you, it helps if you've had a really miserable life up to now. I'm in a great mood, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in a terrific mood. I drove up here from Florida with my girlfriend, and last night we decided to get married. Thank you. That's very kind. Of course, it's not for a while, and it's not to each other. But we made the decision, and I think that's what's important, you know, the commitment. I see a lot of people are drinking out there tonight, which is totally cool. I myself am just getting over a 5-day hangover. So, once again, I'm very happy about that. I can trace it back to 5 days ago. I was in a hotel, got a little carried away, had a bit too much to drink. The morning when I checked out, I said to the clerk at the front desk, I said, I'm afraid I've drunk everything in the minibar. She said, sir, we don't have a minibar. I said, you're going to have to replace all the shampoo and conditioner then. But ladies and gentlemen, still we got some more time. Is anybody, I'm going to do a little demonstration. Does anybody know what these are? They are very skinny marionettes. And here's a little scene I'm doing from Allie McBeal, The Revival. Because she's skinny too. No. Goes with this thing. Does anybody know what this is? There is a prize involved. How about I give you a hint? It's called the Diablo. Anybody? Anybody got a guess on that? Well, the answer was in the question. It's called the Diablo. Guys, lower your expectations. All right. Sometimes it is called the Chinese yo-yo. Do you know why, sir, in the tie-dye? No? Well, because the Chinese invented it. Not everything in the show's a joke. Sometimes you have to think about these. I did have some people yell some strange things. One guy yelled out, egg cup. And I suppose it does look like an egg cup if you're having breakfast with the Flintstones. Fred, your pterodactyl legs in. Somebody else yelled bra, which I thought was the strangest thing until I saw he was with Siamese twins. Then it kind of made sense. Dinner, dancing. All right, I'm going to show you some of the things I can do with it while we're warming up here. Now, this is pretty much all I can do with this. Just seeing if you're paying attention. I do know lots of tricks that I work on in my travels. I am going to show you a trick I developed while I was waiting for a plane in Buffalo, New York. I call this trick around the world. It looks like this. And I know right off the bat, you're sitting there thinking, well, that's a pretty boring trick, and granted, it is. Of course, if you've ever spent any time in Buffalo, on my way down to Miami from Buffalo, I had a 2-hour stopover in Seattle. Okay, folks, you want me to tell you when the jokes are coming up or when they've just been? Because I'd like everybody to enjoy the show, not just the people who went to school. Anyway, I had a chance to work on the trick on Seattle. I thought it'd make it a little more impressive if I added a twist. This is around the world with a bit of a twist. See if you notice a twist. Yeah. Yes, the kid has done his homework. Now, the more perceptive of you will have realized that the string is not attached. But I think tonight I should probably point that out. Because I got to be honest, I see dead people. With a string not being attached, it allows me to do tricks you can't do with a regular yo-yo. Tricks that I guess we can all agree are a lot harder than they look. No, it's okay. It's not like I'm up here begging. I have a degree. All right. Here's a trick for the kids. I say it's for the kids because if you've been drinking, it's just going to mess with your head. Hey, you like that so much? I'll show it to you again. Okay, but this is the last time. Hey, somebody out there. Nice to have family. Alright. Start the car. Now, for those of you, and I know there are kids out there, and I always seem to are curious about things, and I like to educate them because I like to think of myself as a bit of a role model. And some of the kids, you might want to know how this works. Well, it works like a gyroscope. The faster it spins, the more stable it is. Similarly, the faster you ride your bike, the better it is to go on the freeway. Anyway. Now, the other interesting property is called the Doppler effect. And that's when it spins really fast, it starts to make a noise. So if we all get really quiet, and I have a feeling you guys are going to be really good at that, I'm going to speed it up, and you're going to hear it start to make the noise. So this is speeding up. Speeding up getting any second now. All right, how you guys doing back there? All right, going to show you a difficult trick. I'm going to throw the top in the air, place the string behind my back, catch the top behind my back, pass it up around me, and catch in front of me on the other side. I call this trick throwing the top up, catch it behind my back, passing up around me, catch it in front of me. Not big on names. Here's what it looks like. Up, behind the back, around. Yeah. All right. I think my friends are about ready, but you want to see two Diablos before I go. It's two Diablos. Two Diablos on one string. Well, I got to be honest with you. Some of my friends tell me you make that stuff look too easy, and that's why folks never clap for it. They say you gotta make it look hard. I said it took me 5 years to make it look easy. But it is show business, so here you go, folks, making it look hard.